It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back out to Shoretown Ballpark and Game 3 of this six-game series as your Brooklyn Cyclones 25-22 on the year. Take on the 26-21 Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 first pitch tonight from Lakewood, New Jersey. Brooklyn coming off a 5-2 win yesterday afternoon, as the Cyclones able to take the lead with a big three-run fourth inning and carry that all the way to winner's circle yesterday. The game really bookended by home runs from Brooklyn, as Nick Morabito hit the second pitch of the game for a home run onto the berm in left, and then Nick LaRusso adding insurance with a solo shot to right in the ninth inning. But Brooklyn, a big three-run fourth, helped give them the lead for good. Jersey Shore had the first three batters of the game reach base yesterday. A single, a double, then another single gave the Blue Claws a 2-1 lead. However, from that point onward, Dakota Hawkins, Jeffrey Colon, Josh Hetchka, and Brett Banks combined to sit down at 26 of the 28 batters. Actually, rather, I should clarify, the Jersey Shore batters were 2-for-28 overall during the final stretch of that game. After the first three batters of the contest, just one walk, eight strikeouts from that point onward. So after the first three men reached to start the game, Brooklyn able to limit the damage to pretty much nothing the rest of the way. As a matter of fact, Colon, Hetchka, and Banks combined to retire the last 11 Jersey Shore hitters in order yesterday to close out the 5-2 win. There has been, as you mentioned, some roster shuffling over the course of the last couple of days. Julian Smith signed by the Mets to a minor league contract yesterday and assigned to the Cyclones roster. He is with the team and available in the bullpen for the Cyclones tonight. As for Jersey Shore, they now have a starter to be announced on Saturday. Starlin Castillo, who was the scheduled starting pitcher for that ball game, he was released last night. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups, as Joelmi Ramirez makes his second start of the season for Brooklyn. 1-1, an ERA of 5. Stevenson Jimenez will get the ball for the Blue Claws. 2-6, an ERA of 6.45. We'll get you the starting lineups behind those starters when we come back. We'll also get you first pitch, Mets and Phillies in South Atlantic League Baseball, coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
We'll be right back. Back here from Shoretown Ballpark. First pitch between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore just around the bend. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, on the Cyclones Radio Network, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. Taking a look at the Cyclones' starting lineup tonight, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito moves to right field today. He will lead off. Nick LaRusso, the half day off, serving as the DH, hitting second, entering play on a 10-game hitting streak. William Lugo moves to the hot corner. He will bat third. Stanley Consuegra in center field this evening. He is in the cleanup spot. Wilfredo Lara, couple of hits yesterday. He'll get the start at short, batting at fifth. Chris Suero had off yesterday. He'll bat sixth and be behind the plate. Celebrating his 21st birthday here on Thursday is Jeffrey De Los Santos. He'll be in the seven hole playing at second. Mateo Gil gets the start at first base tonight. He'll bat eighth, and Karel Paz rounds out the order, hitting ninth in left field with the right-hander Jawilmy Ramirez on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. Went three innings, gave up just one run in his first start on May the 19th in Bowling Green, coming off a season-long 4 3rd innings of one-run ball against Hudson Valley in relief on Friday night. So he will take the ball for Brooklyn today in his second start of the season. And this, the Jersey Shore lineup he will face, put together by their second-year manager, Greg Bronczynski. One win away from 100 wins in his Blue Claws managerial career. But leading off for him tonight is Justin Crawford in center. Henry Mendez is a late add to the lineup. Otto Kemp was scratched. Mendez batting second, and DHing Leandro Pineda will make the second straight start at first base, hitting third. Andrick Nava moves into the cleanup spot. He will be the catcher tonight. Eric Brito had off yesterday. He will bat fifth and play short. And Marion Boyd, left fielder, in the lineup again this evening, batting sixth. William Bergoya back to the second base spot. He will bat seventh. Zach Arnold hits eighth and will man third, with Troy Schreffler making his first start of the series, batting ninth in right. As Stevenson Jimenez on the mound for the Blue Claws tonight, 2-6, a 6.45 ERA. Jimenez has lost each of his last two starts. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you on this Blue Sky Thursday night. Cyclones and Blue Claws, each team to the first two games, a win apiece. We'll take a 2-1 series lead into the weekend. We'll find out after these messages. You've been listening to the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to the Jersey Shore on this cool Thursday night in late May right now. Here in Lakewood, New Jersey, just 70 degrees. Real feel right in the upper 90s, or rather upper 60s, I should say, at 69 degrees. 9 mile per hour wind gusts right now to the north-northwest. But you look at the American flag out in right center field, and it is at a standstill. So we will see how the ball flies or does not fly on this Thursday night as a Stevenson Jimenez, the right-hander on the mound, for Jersey Shore this evening, 6 feet tall, 221 pounds, 22 years old from Umare in the country of Venezuela. Jimenez making his ninth start, 2-6, a 6.45 ERA, 47 hits in 37 and two-thirds innings, 13 walks, 37 strikeouts. Opponents hitting nearly 300 against him this year at 299, but the big thing for Jimenez has been some serious home road splits. His home ERA hovering around 3.25. His road ERA up over 10.25. So we'll see which version of Stevenson Jimenez we will see tonight as Nick Morabito will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. A little bit of a delay here. It's not sure what the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, is halting the start of the game for. Something might have been out along the third baseline. But Morabito now in the box. Jimenez on the rubber. And it is time for baseball here from New Jersey. First pitch of the night is a fastball at 94 outside, 1-0. And we're underway a minute ahead of schedule at 7:04 Eastern. Nick Morabito takes up and in again. 93 on the gun. 2 balls and no strikes. Morabito's reached in 6 straight, hitting 328 with Brooklyn. 2 homers, 5 RBIs. As Jimenez fires a strike, 2-1. Morabito led off the ball game with a home run yesterday. Was 1-for-5. The 2-1 at the knees. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Only been heaters so far from Jimenez. And the count now even at 2 on number 22. Morabito opened this series on a 4-hit night. The 2-2 pitch down and away. 87-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. And it's full at 3-2. Jimenez last time out took the loss against Aberdeen. The payoff pitch is a breaking ball high for ball 4. So Morabito quickly extends his on-base streak to 7. And one of minor league baseball's leader in on-base percentage is on base yet again to start the day. So one on and nobody out for Nick LaRusso. Extended his hitting streak to 10 games yesterday with a home run to right in the ninth inning. 1-for-5 in the ball game yesterday was Nick. And the first pitch he sees today, another fastball. This is up and in. Jimenez has done that at least 3 times so far tonight. Fastball high and away, rather in, to a right-handed batter. Sets just above the belt, the 1-0. And this time the slider drops in there for a strike, 1-1. LaRusso, during the hit streak, hitting .333, an OPS over 1,100. Four home runs in those 10 games. And a hanging breaking ball just a bit out in front. Fouls it back, and it's 1-2. LaRusso on the year, hitting at .288. Seven homers, 26 RBIs. Entering play today, third in the South Atlantic League in OPS at .924. The 1-2, up and in again with a fastball. Hasn't been able to locate that pitch well so far. And the count's even at 2. Saw LaRusso taking a photo after the game yesterday with Troy Schreffler making the start in right field for Jersey Shore, both teammates at Maryland, as LaRusso out in front of the slider for strike 3. So the first out of the game is a strikeout for Stevenson Jimenez. And there's one on, one out in the first inning for William Lugo. Let's take a look at Jersey Shore defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Marion Boyd, Justin Crawford, and Troy Schreffler. As Lugo steps in, first pitch to the righty batter. Is a fastball over for strike 1. Lugo hitting at a .176, 24 for 136 officially. Two homers, 18 RBIs. The 0-1, and Lugo swings through a slider down and away. That pitch been the best offering for Jimenez so far. 0-2, third to first around the infield behind the righty. Zach Arnold, Eric Brito, William Bergoya, and Leandro Pineda. The 0-2 runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second base by Nava, not in time. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jimenez. But Nick Morabito, his 13th stolen base since joining the Cyclones, is 24th overall this year. That is top 10 throughout the minor leagues. And Brooklyn now a man in scoring position and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra a couple of doubles yesterday and an RBI. Was on base three times. Hitting at .210. Five long balls, 19 driven in. And the first pitch, fastball. Outside, Black 0-1. But Jimenez, that last start, took the loss against Aberdeen a week ago. That was last Thursday. Gave up four runs on six hits in 4 2/3 innings. The 0-1, and Consuegra, a high fly ball to left, got it off the end of the bat. Out is Brito, in is the left fielder Boyd. And Boyd, whose hat is about 20 yards behind him and straightaway left, able to make the catch on the move to take away a base hit and an RBI from Consuegra. No runs, no hits, one man left thanks to a walk. At the end of half an inning, it's Brooklyn nothing. And Jersey Shore coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Joelmy Ramirez making the second start of his season for Brooklyn tonight, taking the rotation spot this week for Felipe De La Cruz, who is on the temporarily inactive list back in the Dominican Republic after the passing of his grandfather on Sunday. Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds, 22 years old, from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. Ramirez making his fourth appearance with Brooklyn, 1-1 record, an ERA of 5 since joining the team on the 13th of May. His first pitch to Justin Crawford, lined into right center field for a base hit. Trying to dive to cut it off as Morabito gets behind him, rolls all the way to the warning track. Crawford on his way to third, and he's there standing. Well, the first start of the series for Morabito in right field. Try to get over to cut that ball off in right center. Slid to make the play, but it kicked in between his arm and his body. And once it rolled behind him, it was off to the races. That should be a base hit and an error. But right now, it looks like they're going to give Crawford a straight triple on that ball. I don't know about that. If Morabito cuts that off, that's at the least a double. But Brooklyn will bring the infield in for Henry Mendez, a late add to the lineup. And he immediately slaps the next pitch into left field for a base hit. So two pitches from Joelmy Ramirez, a triple and a single. And the Blue Claws take a 1-0 lead. So about as inauspicious a start you can get, as Crawford and Mendez combine to give Jersey Shore the lead two pitches into the night. As Leandro Pineda swings away at the first toss and fouls it back 0-1. Well, clearly the scouting report Jersey Shore received against Joelmy is attack early in the at-bat. The 0-1. And a breaking ball fouled into the seats. 0-2. Pineda drove in the only runs yesterday for Jersey Shore with a two-run single in the first. Blue Claws only had two more hits the rest of the game. That was over the final 27 outs. Pineda hitting at 295. Five homers, 26 batted in. The 0-2 from Ramirez, and Pineda line drive, make it three straight hits down in front of the left fielder, Paz. Stopping at second, Mendez. So three straight hits for the second straight game from the top three in Jersey Shore's lineup. Did it yesterday, and they do it again today, a 100-mile-an-hour single in the left. And the Blue Claws with two on and nobody out for the catcher, Andrick Nava. Ramirez, overall this year between Brooklyn and Single-A St. Lucie, this is 12th appearance, only his second start, as we mentioned, a 2-2 record, a 3.6 ERA, 17 hits in 25 innings, 12 walks, 27 strikeouts, and his first pitch to Andrick Nava inside for ball one. Nava hitting at 306, two homers, 15 RBIs. 0 for 3 with a walk yesterday, was 3 for 4 in the series opener on Tuesday. The 1-0. And Nava, a heavy swing and a foul tip. Count evens at 1. Ramirez picked up the win at his best outing with Brooklyn this year, when a season-high 4 1/3 innings gave up just one run on three hits. Walked one, struck out five against Hudson Valley as Nava rolls over on one to first. Gill looks to second, falls down, and then somehow from his knees, able to shovel to Ramirez over to cover the bag for the first out of the ballgame. And Gill tripped as he looked at second base and begun to turn his body back to first. As Ramirez, not sure what that little jig was on the mound, was looked like he was getting himself either ready for Jewish Heritage or Irish Heritage Night at the ballpark, the way those legs were kicking. And Ramirez going to work from the windup here with the infield in with runners at second and third. And the first pitch to Eric Brito, a shallow fly ball to right, racing in Morabito will make the catch. And in very shallow right, the runner at third, Mendez, going to bluff the tag and hold there. So after the first three batters reached base, two outs on consecutive pitches, and runners at second and third for Amarian Boyd. Boyd did not play yesterday. 1 for 3, had a sack punt. And Jersey Shore's win on Tuesday night. Ramirez winds the first pitch, hit in the air to left, right at the left fielder, and coming on is Paz to make the catch down by his waist. And a great job done by Ramirez, similar to Hawkins yesterday. First three batters for Jersey Shore all pick up base hits. The next three retired in order, and the damage limit to one. One run, three hits, two left after an inning, 1-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning. Jersey Shore for the second straight day. A run in the first. They have a 1-0 lead. Fans, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. Alfredo Lara to lead off here in the second. And the first pitch from Stevenson Jimenez, high for ball one. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. Curveball drops in for a strike, 1-1. But for more information on our Home Run Readers program and all of our programs, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Lara chased the slider off the plate. And Jimenez ahead in the count, 1-2. Lara, a couple hits yesterday. Batting average up over the Mendoza line at 203. A homer and 13 RBIs. 1-2. And Lara thought about it. Did he go? No. On appeal, says the base umpire, Christian Arguesa. Two balls and two strikes. Lara on base four times yesterday. A couple of singles. A walk, a hit by pitch. The 2-2. Inside and low. Full three balls and two strikes. Jimenez, right-hander, fastball, slider, change. The payoff, and Lara fouls the 95-mile-an-hour fastball to the screen. Still full at 3-2. Jimenez took the loss in his only start against Brooklyn this year. That was back on the 20th of April as he throws a dirt ball to Lara on the full count pitch to walk another leadoff batter. So the only two men that have reached against Jimenez have been on leadoff walks in the first two frames. And so good speed on at first with nobody out for the catcher, Chris Suero. Suero had off last night, although Greg Brodzinski out of the first base dugout to talk with the home plate umpire, Shea Grant. Now he's getting together with Arguesa. I'm not sure what this could even remotely be about. Brodzinski now having the conversation with Arguesa. It was a 3-2 pitch that was an old 57-footer. Brodzinski will come out and talk with the umpires frequently, even if it's a prayer to get a call overturned. And now the umpire is walking in the direction of Wilfredo Lara. Now they're talking to Lara. looking at his hand. I'm not sure what they said to Lara in relation to any of the equipment he was wearing, any gear he was wearing. Didn't take anything off. So I really have no idea. You know you have a good rapport with the opposing broadcaster when you look over to the other booth, you lock eyes with the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamparisi, and you could hear him say over the airwaves, I have no clue in relation to what that was about, a throwback to first. And Lara staggered but got in there. So the other broadcast has equally no clue as to what that was about. You find out postgame from Gilbert Gomez. As Chris Suero takes I-1-0. Suero hitting .213 in 15 games with the Cyclones, a homer, 5 RBIs. .754 OPS overall this year. And the slider from Jimenez off the plate away, 2-0. Suero was on base 3 times in the series opener, a single, a walk, a hit by pitch, also scored a run. He's reached in 7 straight games. A throwback to first again, Lara dives back. Jersey Shore wearing the home whites tonight. Blue Claws in light blue, bubble lettering across the chest. The 2-0. And a strike at the letter is 2-1. Red numerals front and back on that white top. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Jimenez. Navy and red piping along the side. The 2-1 upstairs. Another fastball, 3 balls and a strike. Well, the fastball velo for Jimenez down about 3-4 miles an hour on those last 2 heaters. Here's the 3-1. Outside ball 4. So back-to-back walks issued by Jimenez to start the inning. And it's interesting, Jimenez was hitting 94 to 95 first couple of batters. And those last 3 fastballs were at exactly 91. Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach for Jersey Shore, out to talk. And you never enjoy seeing that mile per hour dip like that in the middle of a frame. A lot of times that will also elicit a look from the training staff as well. But for now, it's just Bergeson. As Brooklyn threatening with 2 on and nobody out. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by reaching them at oasas.ny.gov. The birthday boy, Jeffrey De Los Santos, at the plate with 2 on and nobody out. And the first pitch changeup from Jimenez in for a called strike 1. Jeffrey had off yesterday, 0-for-4 in the lid lifter of this series. Third baseman Arnold playing in as De Los Santos pulls it down the right field line. That one's going to get down for extra bases. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Lara. He will score. Held at third is Suero. As stopping at second base with an RBI double is Jeffrey De Los Santos. An RBI two-base hit to celebrate his 21st birthday. And Brooklyn ties the game at 1. So much like Jersey Shore in the bottom of the first 3 reach for Brooklyn to start the second. That double from Jeffrey De Los Santos calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Infield in now for Jersey Shore with Mateo Gill at the plate. And this is a check swing pop-up racing towards the dugout, Pineda, but it'll get a row back. And it's 0-1. Gill hitless yesterday as the third baseman. 4-for-22 at the plate since his return from AA, hitting .203 in the South Atlantic League this year. 2 home runs and 5 RBIs, the 0-1. And Gill leaning on the slider. And Jimenez jumps ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. Jersey Shore, red cap, red bills today. That surfboard riding a Blue Claw logo on the front. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Shadows covering the infield. Still plenty of sunshine out in center and right. The 0-2. And Gill again can't hold up on the slider for strike three. Fooled him on back-to-back slide pieces away from the righty hitter. And the third strikeout for Jimenez is the first out of the second inning. So Suero and De Los Santos hold at third and second respectively. And now Karel Paz will come to the plate. But the infield still in. And the first pitch fouled off the hands. 0-1. Paz 0 for 4 last night. 0 for his last 11 coming into today. Batting average down to .184. 9 for 49. 2 home runs and 5 driven in. The 0-1. A little bit low. Evens up and a ball and a strike. Left fielder Boyd playing relatively shallow. Medium depth for Crawford and the right fielder Schreffler as a back foot slider as Paz dipping that front shoulder. 1-2. Jimenez, solid season last year in the Florida State League, was voted as having the best changeup in the circuit last year. One, two. Up and away. They throw behind the runner at third, and Suero dives back. Interesting decision there from Nava to backpick the runner at third base. As if that one goes down the line, not only one run might score, but maybe a second as well. So 2-2 now on the lefty hitter. The break even. Down by the shoelaces. A full count. Nick Morabito waiting on deck at the top of Brooklyn's lineup. Jersey Shore took the lead in the bottom of the first. Brooklyn's tied it here in the top of the second. The payoff pitch. Paz swing and a miss. Change up, down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts by Jimenez. And now the infield can move back with two outs. Beautiful changeup. Down and away from the left-handed hitter. And all four strikeouts have been swinging tonight for Jimenez. Morabito walked, stole a base, was stranded in scoring position in the first. It's a one-hop ground ball to short. Knocked down by Brito. Can't find the handle, and everybody's safe. Scoring is Suero to third. De Los Santos should be a base hit and an RBI for Nick Morabito. And Brooklyn leads 2-1. Haven't scored it on the video board yet. But Brooklyn takes the lead as Brito couldn't handle the hot shot ground ball. They're going to give Brito an error. So they did not give Morabito an error on the sliding stop that didn't come up helpful as this one line left field. And that's down in front of Boyd for a base hit. Scoring from third is De Los Santos. Stopping at second, Morabito. Nick LaRusso, first pitch swinging. Rockets a base hit and an RBI in a left center field. And Brooklyn makes it a 3-1 ball game. LaRusso is 27th RBI. And Brooklyn has taken a two-run advantage. So two on, still two out for William Lugo. First pitch to Lugo, off speed pitch down and away. And William pulls his head out, a swing and a miss, 0-1. So Brooklyn, three runs on two hits here in the inning. The 0-1, and again Lugo, same pitch from Jimenez, a slider away. And Lugo can't wait back, it's 0-2. Struck out against Jimenez back in the opening frame. The two-strike pitch. Same pitch, same slider, same result. Swing and a miss. Strike three, inning over. Lugo just could not lay off the slider dripping away. And Jimenez picks up his third strikeout in the inning. But Brooklyn scores three runs on two hits. Couple of walks, an error, and two men left. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn a 3-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The day's first pitch to the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Joelmy Ramirez spotted to a 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning here from Lakewood, New Jersey. Tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. William Bergoya, Zach Arnold, Troy Schreffler, bottom third of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore in the inning. As the first pitch to Bergoya at the knees, 0-1. Joelmy Ramirez faced six batters in the first inning and threw 10 pitches. And on the second pitch of the second inning, Bergoya inside out to line drive to left field for a single. So Bergoya, who had been 0-5 in the series and 0-19 against Brooklyn to start the year, picks up his first hit against the Cyclones. And just like last inning, the Blue Claws have the leadoff man aboard. One on, nobody out for Zach Arnold. 0-3 last night with a couple of strikeouts. Righty batter. Ramirez from the stretch. And he hits the top of the zone with a short slider. And the count 0-1. Ramirez, fastball, slider, sweeper, changeup. His four-pitch arsenal. Arnold hitting at 228, two home runs and 15 driven in. The 0-1, soft ground ball to short, could be two. Lara to second for one, back to first. Pulling Gill off the bag is De Los Santos. But a good lunge by Mateo to the home plate side. And so that prevents an error. So Brooklyn settles for the out at second on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively behind Joelmy tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Karel Paz, Stanley Consuegra, and Nick Morabito. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Wilfredo Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil. With Chris Suero, the catcher behind the plate, as this chopped on the ground at third. Lugo to second for one. Another throw to first by De Los Santos. Didn't have enough juice on it, not in time. So Ramirez has faced all nine batters in the Jersey Shore lineup now after that fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Troy Schreffler, 5-4. He has thrown 15 pitches to the first nine batters of the game. That's almost impossible. At least in this day and age, it feels like, as Justin Crawford takes a strike. Runner goes, throw down to second by Lara, and the swipe tag late. May not have even applied the tag on Schreffler. It's a strike to Crawford. The Blue Claws, a man in scoring position. Schreffler comes away with his fourth stolen base. Crawford tripled and scored the Blue Claws' only run to lead off the ball game. The 0-1. And Crawford chases a high fastball. 92 up by the shoulders, 0-2. Crawford entering the night on a six-game hitting streak, 9 for his last 23. Hitting at 276 on the year. Man at second, two out, the 0-2. And Crawford fouls the fastball into the seats. Crawford, 1-for-4 yesterday. Phillies number 2 prospect by Baseball America, number 4 by MLB Pipeline. Another 0-2. Fastball just a bit high. Crawford stays away, 1-2. Of course, Justin, the son of longtime big leaguer and former All-Star Carl Crawford, wears his dad's number 13. Very similar stance on the left-hand side. The 1-2, up and in. 92 on the gun. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. This feels far and away the longest at-bat Ramirez has had against one player today. The 2-2 inside and low. Nice sliding stop by Suero to his right. And Crawford runs the count full. Andre Mendez, who drove in the only run for Jersey Shore, waiting on deck. Lara holds on Schreffler at second. Now the pitch, and a 3-2 hit on the ground to second. Backhanded by De Los Santos. Sets his feet, throw to first in time. And Jersey Shore strands a runner in the second. No runs, one hit, one man left. Jawilmy Ramirez, through 2 innings, has thrown just 22 pitches. We head to the third, 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, Brooklyn back to bat with a 3-1 lead. Stanley Consuegra, the only Cyclone who did not bat in that 3-run second. 8 men came to the plate in the first pitch of the inning to Stanley Consuegra. Just dropped his bat as the pitch was coming, but the benefit of the doubt there is the breaking ball low, 1-0. Another slider from Jimenez. This one finds the letters. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Consuegra. Lara Suero, 4-5-6 in the order as Consuegra drives one in the air. Deep left field, back goes Boyd. It's over his head and rolling all the way to the base of the fence. Consuegra on his way to second, thinking about third, nearly trips, but keeps his balance and back at second with a leadoff double. So a day after Consuegra broke a tie with Alex Ramirez for the franchise's all-time hit record, Consuegra with his first double tonight, now one double behind Ramirez for pretty much the last of the infinity gauntlet of hitting records that Consuegra is within reach of. That double from Stanley Consuegra calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail, put the barrel on the ball. But the Cyclones all-time leader in hits, home runs, extra base hits, RBIs, and outfield assists. Now one shy of matching the all-time mark for doubles. As Wilfredo Lara, who reached on a walk and scored last inning, takes up and away for ball one. Jimenez, a certainly had his fair share of troubles this year, has allowed four or more runs in each of his last two starts. As Lara takes inside, two balls and no strikes. Gave up three runs. Only one was earned against Brooklyn in four innings on April the 20th. That's what he's dealing with right now. 2-0. Lara pops it a mile high in the air. Back behind the plate. And Nava watches that one sail into the seats. Two balls and a strike. Great crowd on hand tonight in Lakewood. As you mentioned, cool Thursday night. Not too warm. Not too chilly. Maybe a little bit cooler than you would expect this time of the year, getting closer and closer to the month of June. The 2-1, and Lara tied up on a fastball. 92 that time from Jimenez. Two balls and two strikes. Lara been finding his rhythm at the plate as of late. Coming into the night, last nine games, hitting at .323. The OPS at .898. All that taking a turn for the better with his walk in his first plate appearance. The 2-2. Breaking ball, skied in the air, shallow center. Out is the shortstop, Brito waving for it and makes the catch over his left shoulder. And the center fielder Crawford behind him, the second baseman Bergoya in front of him. So Lara the first out. Here in the third inning, the catcher Chris Suero walked his first time up tonight. Came around to score on the error off the bat of Morabito. First pitch to Chris. And the 20-year-old takes a strike. Fastball that time, it's 0-1. Suero reached now in eight consecutive games. Going back to the 17th of May, the 0-1, and a slider sweeps outside. Nice stop by Nava, 1-1. Suero from the Bronx, went to All Hallows High School on East 164th Street before moving into the Dominican Republic to get scouted and signed. As Suero thought about it, did he go? No on appeal, says the base umpire Arguesa, 2-1. Grew up in the university section of the Bronx. Grew up a big Red Sox fan. Not the Mets or Yankees. 2-1. Fastball on the inside. Black, it's 2-2. Took after his dad and grandfather. Both became Red Sox fans because of the big Dominican influence on those teams. Also, Chris, just a regular kid from the city, enjoyed talking smack, being the contrarian. The 2-2. Suero pulls it on the ground. That is a foul ball. Bounced before the third base bag in foul territory. Suero missing an RBI extra base hit by a couple of inches to the left. Suero, still just 20 years old, will not turn 21 until the end of next January. And already up here at the high A level. The 2-2, and he got him on the high fastball. 93 up and in. And another strikeout for Estevenson Jimenez. Not a guy who has racked up the strikeouts in droves this year, but that already is sixth punch out tonight. And a runner remains in scoring position with two out for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who has already celebrated his birthday with an RBI double tonight. The first pitch is looped down the left field line. Will it stay fair? No, a foul ball. Bouncing just behind the Brooklyn bullpen mound. But Jimenez already one shy of his season high in strikeouts. He's punched out seven twice, most recently on the 9th of May. Consuegra, the runner at second with two down. Jimenez, the 0-1. And De Los Santos early on the change. Good life down and away. And Jimenez in front, 0-2. Luklaus will have 2-3-4 due up in the bottom of the inning. Brito holds on the runner. Two-strike pitch. De Los Santos off the plate. Towards the first base dugout. Remains no balls and two strikes. Jimenez already up at 61 pitches tonight. See how long he goes. The 0-2. And a fastball up and away. Actually might have been a changeup that slipped. Only 85 on the gun. And it's 1-2. Jimenez hovered around 78, 79 pitches his last two starts. The 1-2. Fastball outside. 94 that time. Two balls and two strikes on Jeffrey. Snapped an 0-for-11 stretch at the plate with his RBI double in the second. 2-2 the count, the righty offers. And De Los Santos puts one in the air to right. Back goes Schreffler looking up, and that one's on the berm and gone. Happy birthday, Jeffrey De Los Santos. A double and a two-run shot. And the Cyclones take a 5-1 third-inning lead. .100 off the bat. 371 feet. A launch angle of 24 degrees. And De Los Santos' second home run of the season gives Brooklyn a four-run advantage. And the first pitch to Mateo Gil outside for ball one. Gil struck out. Only at bat tonight. And a 1-0 up and in. Breaking ball that could not be located. 2-0 now on Mateo. So Brooklyn's offense exploding for the second straight inning. For a crooked number as Gil now ahead 3-0 on a fastball buried down and away. Correll Paz, the nine-hole hitter, waiting on deck. The righty's 3-0, and Gil taking all the way, looks at a strike. 3-1 now. Gil, one of his two home runs with Brooklyn this year, came in this ballpark back on the 16th of April. 3-1. And a slider drops in for a called strike two. Jimenez up near 70 pitches now. And as it is at this moment, the Blue Claw bullpen will start to spring to life down the line and right. Right-hander will start to get ready. With the bases empty, two out, and two runs already in. Time called as a ball got loose from the Blue Claw right field pen. Looks to be Alex Rayo getting ready. The payoff pitch drops in there, strike three called. Good slider. Seven strikeouts for Estevenson Jimenez. That ties a season high. But Brooklyn adds two more. What a birthday celebration for Jeffrey De Los Santos. A RBI double and a two-run homer. Brooklyn leads 5-1 after 2.5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Mendez to lead off for Jersey Shore as we go to the bottom of the third inning and another first pitch swing and another first pitch ball put in play. This a tapper to first base, an easy play for Mateo Gil, who steps on the bag himself. And Mendez, who had an RBI single in his first at-bat, retired on one pitch for the first out of the third inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday, as the first pitch to Leandro Pineda outside 1-0. Pineda single to left his first time, as Ramirez fires a fastball in there at 92. The count evens at 1. 5-1 Brooklyn, our score. Ramirez working at a breakneck pace. Misses inside and low. And the count 2-1. Ramirez made his Cyclones debut in this ballpark last August. How is the game? Ryan Clifford homered in his first Cyclones and Mets organizational at-bat, as this one flipped down the line and left. Long run to his right. Consuegra sliding feet first. Oh, what a catch by Karel Paz. Oh, my goodness, right in front of the Cyclones bullpen. I'm sorry for misidentifying him at first, but Karel Paz lost his hat going after that ball, nearly did a split behind the bullpen mound, and takes away an at-bat from Pineda on the foul pop. Two down. My goodness, Karel Paz showing off. So two retired for Andrick Nava, and he takes up and away for ball one. Nava ground out in his only at-bat today, but Ramirez was outstanding in his Brooklyn debut as Nava dunks one to left. This time it'll get in front of Paz for a base hit. Nava on with a two-out single. Well, Ramirez, the last Cyclone pitcher to work into the ninth inning, was the first one to do it in 2 years when he made his debut last August the 3rd, when 8-plus innings, gave up 3 runs and only allowed 1 going into the ninth. Was the first Cyclone to work into a ninth inning since Connor Gray's no-hit bid in July of 2021 against the Blue Claws in Brooklyn. As Eric Brito takes downstairs, 1-0. Brito pop up to right in his only at-bat. The 1-0. And a sweeper on the outside corner. It's even at 1. Ramirez coming 3 outs shy of the first complete game for the Cyclones since 2013. This is a ground ball right back to the mound. Picked up by Ramirez on the forehand, jogs to first and shovels to Gill. And the side is retired. No runs, a hit, one left. 3 innings complete here from Shortown Ballpark. It's 5-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard. right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, Carell Paz, who made that great catch in left field in the bottom of the third, will come to bat for Brooklyn here in the fourth. Cyclones looking to add to a 5-1 lead nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network as Carell Paz swings over the top of a changeup, and the count is 0-1. Paz then back to the top. Morabito and LaRusso in the fourth inning. Cyclones, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 3. As Paz, a little swinging bunt up the first baseline, stays foul on the grass. And he trails 0-2. Jersey Shore, 1 run, 5 hits, an error. They have stranded 4 so far in this one. Paz struck out his first time up. The 0-2. And he got him swinging. Season high, 8 strikeouts now for Stevenson Jimenez. As Paz down swinging for the second time. And one down in the top of the fourth for the top of the lineup. And Nick Morabito reached on an error that gave Brooklyn the lead his last time. He's also walked. And another good change from the right-hander. Morabito swings through it. No balls and a strike. The 0-1. Morabito rolls it towards the third base dugout, stays foul. And Jimenez ahead, 0-2. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the fourth. All 12 teams in action tonight. The 0-2, high 1-2. Hudson Valley at home against Aberdeen. They have a 4-0 lead in the top half of the fifth. 1-2 pitch bounces in there. Evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett Martin, a solo shot. His first home run of the year for Hudson Valley. Sebastian Keene, 4 1/3 no-hit innings as Morabito puts one in the air, right center field on the move. Crawford dives, and he can't make the play. Picking it up in the alleyway, the right fielder, Schreffler, and Morabito chugs into second with a one-out double. Great effort by Justin Crawford in right center, but could not make the sprawling catch. And Morabito's first hit of the night, 3rd trip on the bases. And the Cyclones, a man in scoring position with 1 down. That double from Nick Morabito calls for a Barrel Smith Barrel Age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So another man in scoring position as Nick LaRusso steps in. Extended his hitting streak to 11 in his last at-bat with an RBI knock. And he takes low and away. 1-0, Nick 1-for-2 tonight. LaRusso, 14-for-40 during this hitting streak. The 1-0 inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Again, the bullpen up for Jersey Shore and right. Rayo had sat down. Jimenez, the 2-0. And a slider clips the outside black. 2-1 on the former Maryland Terrapin, LaRusso. Good athletic family. His dad, Michael, also a college athlete, was a midfielder in lacrosse at Siena in Albany. As LaRusso fouls it off himself before it rolls up the third baseline. 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead. In that ball game against Aberdeen, Ironbirds will come to Maimonides Park next week. 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Struck him out on the slider. 9 strikeouts tonight for Stevenson Jimenez. This after Sam Aldegary struck out 10 Cyclones yesterday. Cyclones have struck out 19 times against Blue Claw starters the last 2 days, but have scored 9 runs against them. So it literally has been feast or famine as William Lugo takes a breaking ball outside 1-0. Lugo has struck out twice in this one. Right now, Greensboro a 12-2 lead on Asheville. 2 games up on Jersey Shore in the standings entering the day as Lugo swings through a slider that backed up. It's 1-1. Righty offers, and Lugo takes a strike on the outside half. And he's behind 1-2 now. But 4 home runs already in that game for Greensboro, and including 2 from Luke Brown. That Grasshoppers team has still only played 6 games against the team over 500 and none against anyone in the North Division. As Lugo fouls the 1-2 fastball onto the screen. Still out of ball and 2 strikes. Greensboro 28-19 and have played far and away the fewest amount of games in the league against teams above the 500 mark. 1-2, and another slider cut on and missed for strike 3. Back-to-back days, Jersey Shore starters strike out 10 or more. Aldegary yesterday, Jimenez today, but Brooklyn has still been able to accumulate 9 total runs against them since the start of yesterday's ballgame. Brooklyn strands a man in the fourth after the double by Morabito. We head to the home half of the inning. 5-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Marion Boyd, William Bergoya, Zach Arnold due up against Juilmi Ramirez in the fourth inning. First pitch tapped on the ground is short. Lugo fields and fires. Actually, I should say Wilfredo Lara playing as the shortstop tonight. Fields and fires. And Boyd, who can fly, thrown out. And one pitch, one out. Once again for Juilmi Ramirez in this ballgame. You look at the first 4 innings tonight. The leadoff man has put the ball in play on the first pitch in 3 of 4 innings, including groundouts in the infield in each of the last 2. Now William Bergoya, who singled in his first trip, takes in the dirt. And the count 1-0. Bergoya was 0-for-19 to start the year against Brooklyn before his last at-bat. As he takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League tonight, Winston-Salem and Hickory tied at 1 in the bottom of the fourth as Bergoya takes inside 2-1. Spencer Bratt, rather Mitch Bat Bratt for Hickory. As Bregoia takes low, 3-1. Tyler Schweitzer on the hill for the dash. 3-1 pitch. At the knees, a called strike. Bregoia thought he had ball four. Some boos from the hometown crowd and the count full. Top of the fourth in South Carolina. Rome a 1-0 lead on Greenville as the 3-2 grounded off the legs of the pitcher Ramirez, able to pick it up off the pitcher's mound and then jog to flip the ball to Gill at first. Two out. Ramirez tried jumping out of the way of that baseball. It hit off the very bottom of his cleats as he tried to leap over it. And thankfully for Ramirez, one, he's okay, and two, the ball just sort of deadened right in front of him and enabled him to make the play relatively easily at first base. So two out, and now Zach Arnold attacks the first pitch and yanks it into the camera well, a foul ball. Arnold a fielder's choice in his first at-bat, but Rome a 1-0 lead on Ethan Werkinger's fifth home run of the year. The 0-1 outside and low with the sweeper. Count evens at one. Mitch Farris for Rome. Cooper Adams on the mound for the drive. Only one other game on the schedule tonight. That in Kentucky as Arnold scalds one down the line and left, but onto the side berm behind the Brooklyn bullpen, a foul ball. And it's 1-2 now. Arnold crushed that ball at 103 miles an hour. Wilmington and Bowling Green are scoreless as this one served into the seats. It remains at 1-2. Kate Cavalli making a rehab start for Wilmington. Yaniel Curet on the mound for the Hot Rods, the 1-2. And again, Arnold fouls it off into the first base seats. Off the screws on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Base is empty, two out of the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn a 5-1 advantage. 1-2, breaking ball popped up. Mateo Gill calling for it, doesn't have to move a whole lot, takes a step in and hauls it in that silver-tinted mitt to close out a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. Another harmless frame for Jawilmy Ramirez, has allowed just two hits since the first three batters he faced picked up knocks and scored a run against him here tonight. To the fifth inning we go. Jersey Shore about to make a pitching change. Brooklyn 5, Blue Claws 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers. Your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night. Because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
First pitch of the top of the fifth inning, fouled into the seats by Stanley Consuegra. It is 0-1. Call to the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Alex Rayo, the new arm in the ballgame, as Brooklyn holds a 5-1 lead as the 0-1 fouled behind, or rather taken for a ball down and away. And the count 1-1. Consuegra doubled his last time. And he hits one deep down the left field line, but out in front. This one lands out of play. And Rayo ahead of ball and two strikes. Final line for the starter. Jimenez goes four innings, gives up five runs, three earned, five hits allowed. The 1-2 inside nearly hits Consuegra. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Jimenez, three walks, 10 strikeouts, a season high. Did allow the home run to Jeffrey De Los Santos. His time called right as Rayo went into the windup. Jimenez, 88 pitches, 56 strikes. Pitcher of record on the losing side as Consuegra fouls it through the legs of Nava. And it remains at 2-2. Numbers up for the right-hander Rayo. Former eighth-round pick out of Notre Dame. 2-2. Consuegra fouls the rather change-up that time into the seats. First base way. It's remaining two balls and two strikes. Rayo, first appearance for him since last Friday. 2-2. Down and away, a full count. This year making his 11th appearance, 0-1 record, an ERA of 8.1. 10 hits in 10 innings, has walked 14 and struck out 12. The payoff pitch on the outside corner, strike three called, and Consuegra can't believe it, shaking his head vociferously back and forth in the direction of the home plate umpire, Shea Graham. And Rayo strikes out the first batter he faces, wins the 8-pitch battle, one out. Rayo, 6'4", 228 pounds, 24 years old from Hobe Sound, Florida. And his first pitch to Wilfredo Lara outside. One ball and no strikes. Lara's walked and popped up in a shallow center. Caught by the shortstop his last time. As Rayo fires a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. Evens at one. Rayo lasted just a third of an inning in his last appearance on Friday. As Lara takes down and away, 2-1. Gave up a season-high four runs on three hits. A walk and a strikeout against Aberdeen. Here's the 2-1. Sails up and away, three balls and a strike on Lara. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. 3-1. Outside and low ball four, and Lara works another walk. So Brooklyn has a one-out base runner. Fourth walk earned by Brooklyn today. Now the catcher, Chris Suero, who has walked and struck out 0 for 1. But our Coney Convo's question of the night is, Nick LaRusso extending his hitting streak earlier today to 11 consecutive games. First time the Cyclone has had a double-digit game hit streak this year. Suero takes up and away for ball one. Our question today is, prior to LaRusso, who is the last Cyclone to record a 10-game or better hit streak? Is that one down and away? Nice sliding stop by Nava to keep it from getting behind him. But better base running by Lara to realize Nava had a real tough time to be able to get up and make a throw as he takes second base. Honestly, I'm curious to see if that'll be ruled a wild pitch or a stolen bag because that ball never got away. And you can argue that was a delayed steal for Lara. 2-0. Now this one kicks off the shin guards of Nava and behind him. And this time, Lara will clearly take off on what is a wild pitch. Now at third base with the count 3-0 on Suero. And now the Blue Claws bring the infield in. Left-hander up and throwing in the Jersey Shore bullpen. That appears to be Danny Wilkinson. 3-0, and Suero fouls it just to our right. Off the window of one of the booths on the press box and back down into the lower seating bowl. It is 3-1 now on Suero. Rayo offers. Low ball four, another walk. So back-to-back one-out walks to Lara and Suero. And the Cyclones now have runners at the corners and one out for the birthday boy, Jeffrey De Los Santos. He's already had himself an outstanding day. An RBI double in the second, a two-run home run in the third. And now Brad Bergeson out to have a talk with Rayo as the Blue Claw bullpen scurries to get ready down the right field line. Yeah, our question of the day, who is the last Cyclone to have a double-digit game hit streak prior to LaRusso this season? Have to go back to late last year. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. We'll give you the answer tonight in the bottom of the sixth inning. After the homestand, or after the road trip comes to a close, Cyclone starting a homestand next Tuesday against Aberdeen. 6 o'clock start on June the 4th. As De Los Santos takes a first pitch from Rayo inside, 1-0. The 6 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday, ahead of the 11 a.m. Education Day on Wednesday. As De Los Santos takes the fastball, tailing up and away. One ball and one strike. The meal deal on Tuesday. Start the homestand, the 2-0 in the dirt ball. Kicks up in the air, Nava can't find it. Breaking for the plate, Lara, and he scores. What a great piece of base running again by Wilfredo Lara. That ball barely left the batter's circle, but because it kicked so high up into the air, Lara was off as soon as it went airborne. And by the time it came back down, Lara had slid in feet first. Suero takes second, 6-1 Cyclones. And it's now 3-0 on Jeffrey De Los Santos. And make it 4-0 as he takes outside a third straight walk. Well, Rayo has thrown balls on 12 of his last 14 pitches. And Greg Brodzinski has seen enough here in the fifth inning. Brodzinski out of the dugout to take the ball from Rayo, a second straight outing in which he records only one out. Danny Wilkinson on to face Mateo Gil. 2-1, one out, one in for Brooklyn. They have a 6-1 lead, looking for more in the fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Danny Wilkinson on as Brooklyn has two on, one already in the top of the fifth. They have a 6-1 lead. Wilkinson, 6'1", 191 pounds, 23 years old from Scotch Plains here in New Jersey. Mateo Gil has struck out twice tonight. He doesn't hear this one. Hammered down the left field line and will get down in front of Boyd for a base hit. Suero rounds third and scores. The throw to third base not in time. De Los Santos slides in there head first and stopping at second with an RBI double, Mateo Gil. 7-1 Brooklyn in the fifth. Well, Jersey Shore has attacked the first pitch in droves tonight. This time, Mateo Gil able to successfully attack the first pitch from the new arm, Wilkinson, and quickly provides a double. That two-base knock by Gil calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball as Karel Paz takes high. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Brooklyn offense has started to kick into gear. Five runs yesterday, seven more today as Baza check swing ground ball. Foul up the third base line. It's 1-1. Still only one out in the inning. Wilkinson making his 14th appearance. 0-1, a 3.09 ERA. Eight hits, 11 and two-thirds innings. 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. Wilkinson, seven walks, 22 strikeouts, a 195 opponent batting average. Through an inning and a third, scoreless on Saturday against Aberdeen, the 2-1. Fastball outside at 92, and now Wilkinson in danger of walking the bases loaded at the top of Brooklyn's lineup on deck. Wilkinson has not allowed an earned run in four and a third innings this month. The 3-1 at the knees and the count full. It only allowed two hits and one walk coming into this appearance. De Los Santos at third, Gil at second. Infield in. Now the payoff pitch, and Paz, a sharp ground ball to short. Knocked down by Brito, throw to the plate, and they got him. And De Los Santos looked like his slide stopped short. Tried to somehow sneak his foot around the tag of Nava. But a 6-2 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. As Gil advances 90 feet to third. So runners at the corners and two out. And Morabito coming to the plate. He's been on base all three times. A walk, an error, a double. And he takes downstairs 1-0. Also has stolen a base tonight. His 24th of the season. Brooklyn, two runs already in the inning. 1-0, a changeup high. Two balls and no strikes. Wilkinson, undrafted free agent signee out of Villanova. Played college ball in the Big East with Nick LaRusso before he transferred. The 2-0. And a green light from Morabito as he fouls it to the screen. Well, LaRusso and Wilkinson still very close. Work out together in the offseason. LaRusso waiting on deck as Morabito takes a strike. Chest high, 2-2. Morabito, the seventh man to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. Two runs in on just one hit. Three walks in the frame issued by Jersey Shore pitching. 2-2, runner goes. Morabito on the ground left side. Fielded by the third baseman Arnold. Jump throw to first, not in time. It's an RBI infield single for Nick Morabito. And the inning continues. It's 8-1 Cyclones. Just hit a soft ground ball on the left side. Arnold cut in front of the shortstop. Brito to make the play to his left. And the jump throw from the hot corner just did not have enough mustard on it to beat the chugging Morabito up the line. His great speed. And Morabito credited with an RBI. That'll be his sixth in a Cyclone uniform. 16th of the year. And now Nick LaRusso against his old Villanova mate takes a changeup for strike one. LaRusso 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He's 1-for-2 against Wilkinson this year. Two on, two out. The 0-1. High and a count even. That will close the line on Alex Rayo tonight. A third of an inning, no run, or rather three runs, no hits. Three walks and a strikeout as the Russo out in front of the off speed. Wilkinson ahead of ball and two strikes. Rayo 22 pitches tonight, just seven were in the zone. Paz at second, Morabito at first with two out. The 1-2 pitch at the knee, strike three called, and Wilkinson wins round three against his old Villanova teammate. But Brooklyn scores three runs against the Jersey Shore bullpen in the inning on the strength of two hits, three walks, and a couple of men left. Halfway home on this Thursday night, Cyclones 8, Blue Claws 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Joelmy Ramirez back out to the mound of Brooklyn, an 8-1 lead. 9-1-2 due up for Jersey Shore in the frame. Troy Schreffler, a fielder's choice, is only at bat tonight. And the first pitch slider from Joelmy Ramirez is high for ball one. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Cyclones an 8-1 advantage. The 1-0. Another breaking ball high. And the count, two balls and no strikes on the former Maryland Terrapin. First start for Schreffler in this series, the 2-0. A fastball squirts across. 2-1. Schreffler hitting at 241. Three homers, nine RBIs, also stole a base his first time up as this off the screws towards the Jersey Shore bullpen, a foul ball. 2-2. We'll get you another look at our Coney Convos trivia question tonight. We'll also get you a look around the Mets organization. Affiliate scoreboard here in the fifth inning. 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three called. Schreffler down looking at just the first strikeout tonight for Joelmy Ramirez. And there's one away in the fifth inning. That strikeout brought to you by BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club is bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. First pitch to Justin Crawford is dunked into left field for a base hit. Second hit today for Crawford as Paz quickly fields and funnels in. So Crawford aboard with one out in the fifth inning. For the designated hitter, Henry Mendez is a late add to the lineup for Jersey Shore. Otto Kemp was scratched. So Mendez joined the lineup. The first pitch to the lefty hitter, a changeup outside, 1-0. But our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Nick LaRusso extending his hitting streak to 11 today against the Blue Claws. Throwback to first, and Crawford dives in. Our question today is, prior to LaRusso, Who was the last Cyclone to have a double-digit game hit streak, 10 or more? Happened late last year. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Runner goes, pitch outside, and Suero lost it on the transfer. And so Crawford safe at second base without a throw. So Justin Crawford, his 17th stolen bag. And the Blue Claw is a man in scoring position with one out. Well, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer to today's trivia question. Should be a name you remember. Jawilmy's 2-0. And Mendez gets the green light and fouls it away. Two balls and a strike. Right now here in Lakewood, sun continuing to set, twilight sky here, 68 degrees. Lara holds on the man at second. The 2-1, up and in. Three balls and a strike on Mendez. Ramirez at just 55 pitches so far. High watermark this season was 58. And his start against Bowling Green on the 19th of the month. 3-1 pitch. Mendez shoots it down the left field line out of play. Onto that side berm, a full count. But looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, starting with the big league club hosting the Diamondbacks trying to right the ship. It has been a tough couple of weeks in Flushing, with the Mets right now trailing the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Francisco Lindor is ninth home run of the year. The payoff pitch. And the slider fouled into the seats. Zach Gallen, the starter for Arizona, only lasted six pitches before he left with an injury. So the Diamondbacks have been trying to piece it all together tonight, already on their fourth different arm. 3-2, low ball four, and Mendez works a walk. So the first walk allowed by Ramirez tonight. And the Brooklyn bullpen starting to get ready down the line and left, as the Blue Claws now with two on and one out for Leandro Pineda. Joey Lancelotti, Philly product, warming up in the Cyclones bullpen. So a brief conversation between Suero and Ramirez. As Lancelotti continuing to prepare himself down the line. Pineda singled his first time up, fouled out to third his last time. The first pitch, the lefty batter across for a strike, it's 0-1. Christian Scott making the start tonight for the Mets, has gone four innings, two runs, four hits. Mets 11 games under 500 entering play tonight. The 0-1. And Pineda, line drive center field, but right at Consuegra, who comes in and to his left to make the catch for the second out. Pineda hit it hard, 104 off the bat. But an atom ball to Consuegra had enough carry on it to stay up for him. And so two on and two out for the catcher, Andrick Nava. Base hit to left in his last at-bat. Ground out to first in his first trip. Ramirez trying to make it through five full with just the one run across. First pitch to Nava, and this one uncorked in a right field for a base hit. They're going to wave Crawford around. Here comes the throw to the plate by Morabito, the tag by Suero, and they got him! Nick Morabito unleashes a firecracker to the plate to get Justin Crawford. No argument from the runner, but Greg Brodzinski down to argue with the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, to say Suero never applied the tag. But an out at the plate, 9-2, and the Cyclones keep an 8-1 lead into the sixth. No runs, two hits, and because of the out at the plate, two men left. At the end of five, it's 8-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Brooklyn stays that way thanks to the great throw by Nick Morabito to get Justin Crawford at the plate to end the inning. Cyclones, 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Jersey Shore, 1 run, 6 hits, an error. They have stranded 4 tonight. Cyclones trying to get to 4 games over .500, which would match their high watermark of the season and draw even with the Blue Claws in the North Division standings with 19 games left in the first half. First pitch of the sixth inning to William Lugo. Popped in the air to right, over to his right, Schreffler, but he's called off by Justin Crawford, who makes the catch and then lightly taps Schreffler on the chest as a way to say thank you. So one away here in the top half of the sixth inning. Get you another look at our Coney Convos trivia question tonight. Nick LaRusso extending his hitting streak to 11 earlier today as Consuegra takes high 1-0. Consuegra 1-for-3 with a double. LaRusso an 11-game hitting streak, longest of the Cyclone season prior to Nick, as a curveball inside 2-0. Prior to Nick, though, who was the last Cyclone to have a 10-game or greater hit streak? Happened late last year. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. As Stanley takes a strike at the letters. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1. Drops in there and the count even at 2-2 on Stanley. Two-two pitch, got him looking on the inside corner. Consuegra still extremely upset at the strike zone when the home plate umpire Shea Graham had more words for him after he was rung up on strikes the last time. So two quickly retired by Wilkinson in the sixth. Sends up Wilfredo Lara, who has walked a couple of times. And the first pitch to him, down and away, 1-0. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates. Triple-A Syracuse at home against Buffalo as Wilkinson misses upstairs. Syracuse trailing Buffalo 6-4. Luke Ritter, a 3-run home run, his 10th of the year. As this foul back towards us, 2-1 on Lara. Ritter, the second Met prospect to reach double-digit home runs this year. Trace Thompson, the other. 2-1. Skied in the air, right side of the infield. Second baseman Bergoya calls for it. And a step or two onto the outfield grass makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. Solid inning of work for Danny Wilkinson. Brooklyn making a call to the bullpen as we go to the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 8-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Joelmy Ramirez, day done after a season-long five innings of work. Joey Lancelotti has come on in support. Final line for Joelmy tonight, scattered seven hits, only allowed one run. And the first pitch from Lancelotti to Eric Brito, lifted it to right. Towards the line is Morabito. Had a reach down by his shins, but able to haul it in. And just like with Joelmy Ramirez, one pitch and one out here in the sixth inning. But Joelmy, five innings, one run, seven hits, just one walk and one K, 61 pitches, 43 strikes, also a season high. But leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side tonight as Amarian Boyd digs in and takes inside and low, 1-0. Lancelotti, the native of Philadelphia, went to William Penn Charter School just outside the city. As the pitch inside, 2-0. Lance, 5'11", 205 pounds, 26 years old, out of North Carolina, 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Boyd, 0-2 tonight. Numbers for Lancelotti so far this year, making his 10th appearance. No record, a 2.61 ERA. Does have a save. 3-0 outside and high, ball four. So Boyd on with a four-pitch walk. So the Blue Claws have one on and one out for William Bergoglio. But Lancelotti, seven walks, eight strikeouts so far this year. Pitching for the first time since last Thursday through an inning against Hudson Valley. Gave up a season-high three runs on three hits. A walk, no strikeouts. Third baseman Lugo playing in for Bergoglio. And his first toss low, 1-0. Bergoglio 1-2 with a single and a ground out tonight. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. 1-0. Inside, make that six straight that have missed. 2-0 on the lefty swinging infielder. But our question today was, Nick LaRusso continuing a double-digit game hit streak tonight. As make it seven straight out of the zone as Bergoglio takes outside 3-0. But LaRusso, an 11-game hit streak. First 10 or more game hit streak by a Cyclone this year. 3-0 pitch over for a strike, 3-1. Question tonight was, who is the last Cyclone pick up a base hit in 10 or more consecutive games? Happened late last year. 3-1 pitch. Bergoglio in the air, center field, coming on Consuegra. He'll make the catch chest high. Throw behind the runner at first. Knocked down by Gil. Throw pulled him towards the home plate side of the pillow. Ended up kicking off the heel of his glove right by the edge of the cutout towards home plate. So easily back to the bag is Boyd. But a nice job by Consuegra to track down the sinking fly ball. One on, two out for Zach Arnold. Well, the answer to our question tonight, none other than the Mets' top prospect, Jet Williams, had a 12-game hitting streak at the tail end of last year as Zach Arnold takes outside for ball one. Jet had a 12-game hit streak from August 12th through the 25th of last season. He was the last Cyclone to reach that number as Arnold out in front of a slider, one and one. So Jet, the answer to your trivia question tonight. Mets fans hoping Williams will be back in the Double-A lineup rather soon. As a snapdragon falls in there, it's one and two on Arnold. One on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn in control, 8-1. Righty throws back to first, and Boyd dives back safely. Righty fires, runner goes, pitch high, throw down by Suero, the tag by Lara, not in time. They say Boyd just got his hand in there underneath the tag. A strong throw by Suero, got there on a hop. The tag application just a hair late. So Boyd, his second stolen base of the series. Now a man in scoring position with two out, with the count 2-2. The break even. Slider fumbles too far low. And the count full with Troy Schreffler waiting on deck. Lancelotti resting that black leather mitt on the front left-hand side of his chest. And now he steps off. Arnold checks his swing in the right-handed box. Now wags it behind that glossy red helmet. Payoff pitch. Slider down and away for ball four. Nice job by Suero to reach out and keep it in front. So Boyd stays put at second base. Second walk of the inning allowed by Lancelotti. So two on and two out for the right fielder Troy Schreffler. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Double A Binghamton getting a rehab appearance from Francisco Alvarez. Back in the lineup today. On the men, trying to get back to the big league club. First pitch to Schreffler, a fastball up and away at 93, 1-0. But Binghamton, an 8-2 lead in the ninth. Alvarez, three plate appearances, one for two with a walk, a home run, and three RBIs. Hit a three-run shot in the second inning. First game back at Binghamton. Righty fires, and this rolled up the third base line. It's 1-1. But Alvarez, a big game. For the Rumble Ponies, Drake Osborne has come on for him. Ryan Clifford, a double, and a couple of RBIs there. Justin Jarvis, six innings of one-hit shutout baseball. Two on, two out, the 1-1. And this hit Schreffler up in the shoulders. Lancelotti lost control of the fastball at 93. And it nearly caught Schreffler up by the head. And now the bases are loaded with two out. And Dan McKinney out of the dugout to talk with Lancelotti, who has not had great control tonight. Just six of his 19 pitches have been strikes. And the Brooklyn bullpen scrambling to get ready down the line in left. The top of the lineup and Justin Crawford coming up to bat. So the bases are loaded for Jersey Shore as they try and chip away at this seven-run deficit. Single A St. Lucie right now, bottom of the ninth inning on the road against Dunedin. Blue Jays affiliate Boston Barrow hitting his first full season home run. Ronald Hernandez and Jeffrey Rosa went deep in that ball game as well. Jack Weninger, 7 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned in that ball game, 12 strikeouts for the Illinois alum. But the Mets trying to get into extra innings after the Blue Jays tied it in the bottom of the ninth as Crawford shows bunt and fouls it off. And the count, no balls and a strike. Joshua Cornelli up and throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen down the line in left. As the Blue Claws have the bases loaded. The 0-1 to Crawford, and this one golf deep down the right field line. This is trouble hooking towards the pole, and it's on the berm for a grand slam. And just like that, a 7-run lead has been whittled to 3. It's 8-5. Third home run of the year for Justin Crawford. And in one swing of the bat, he turns this game on its head. And that'll be all for Joey Lancelotti tonight. Gilbert Gomez coming immediately out of the third base dugout. Dan McKinney came out to talk to Lancelotti. He threw 2 more pitches, a foul ball on a bunt. And then Crawford decided to swing away and made the right choice. A grand slam makes it a 3-run game. Joshua Cornelli coming on. Cyclones lead 8-5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Joshua Cornelli trying to get the Cyclones out of the sixth inning. Blue Claws only picking up 1 hit in the inning so far, and it was the grand slam by Justin Crawford as an 8-1 lead down to 8-5 as Henry Mendez steps up. 1-for-2 today with a walk, and the first pitch split finger from Cornelli has Mendez tying himself into a pretzel. And the count 0-1. Cornelli, 23-year-old right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. 6'3", 250 pounds. Long red sleeves at either end of that great top. A 1-0, rather the 0-1 outside. And the count evens up at 1-1. Cornelli making his 12th appearance, 1-3, a 5.52 ERA. Does have 5 saves. The 2-0, rather the 1-1. And Mendez swings through another pitch down and in. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Cornelli, 9 hits allowed in 14 and two-thirds innings. 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Gave up a run on 2 hits in 2 innings in his last outing on Sunday. The 1-2. Outside, and it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luke Claus, four runs in on one hit here in the sixth. The righties break even. And this ripped down the left field line by the Brooklyn bullpen, of foul ball. And it remains at 2-2. Final line for Joey Lancelotti, a tough one today. Two-thirds of an inning, four runs all earned on one hit. Couple of walks, no strikeouts, 21 pitches, just eight strikes. Cornelius 2-2, high in the count full. With Leandro Pineda waiting on deck. Third baseman Lugo playing way off the line and back. Cornelius' payoff, low and inside ball for another walk. Three walks and a hit batter for Brooklyn pitching here in the sixth inning. And now the Blue Claws have the tying run on deck as Leandro Pineda steps in. Pineda 1-for-3, single to left his first time up. Since then, a foul out to left, a line out to center. Cornelli from the stretch. And his first pitch all the way to the backstop, missed inside. And Mendez will take second on ball one, a wild pitch. Cornelli just trying to overthrow that fastball, either that or completely crossed up Suero. And the Blue Claws, another runner in scoring position. The 1-0, and a breaking ball rolled on the ground to first. Picked up there by Gill. Flips to Corneli, coming to the bag. And the side is retired. But the Blue Claws score four runs on just one hit in the inning. One man left, but the Justin Crawford Grand Slam makes this a brand new ball game. 8-5 as we move to the seventh on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the seventh inning, Danny Wilkinson back out as the Blue Claws try to keep this a three-run ball game. Thanks to the Justin Crawford at Grand Slam. Chris Suero, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gill, 6-7-8, two up in the seventh. And Wilkinson's first pitch to Suero misses high for ball one. Suero a couple of walks and a strikeout tonight. Action in the Blue Claw bullpen as we speak. As Suero takes the breaking ball inside. Two balls and no strikes. Right-hander up in the Blue Claw bullpen. 2-0. High again, 3-0. It is the right-hander Trey Dillard getting ready. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. 3-0. Top the zone for a strike. Count now 3-1 on Suero. Jersey Shore infield shifts for him to pull. And a check swing on a high fastball. Fouled into the seats and the count full. Suero check swung at ball four. Brooklyn, three in the second, two in the third, three more in the fifth. Jersey Shore, a four-run sixth inning after not scoring since the single tally in the first. Suero takes the 3-2 high and away for ball four. Third time Suero has walked tonight. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on in the seventh inning for Jeffrey De Los Santos. He's done a little bit of everything today at the plate. An RBI double in the second, a two-run home run in the third, and walked in his last plate appearance before coming around to score in the fifth. De Los Santos takes low and away. Wilkinson behind, one ball and no strikes. 1-0. De Los Santos hits it on the ground at first. Pineda can't find the handle. So after looking at second base for a prolonged period of time, ends up deciding to hold on to it and just tap the first base pillow for the guaranteed out. So Suero advances at 90 feet to second. And he's there with one out for Mateo Gil. Gil, an RBI double his last trip. 1-for-3 in the ballgame tonight. Wilkinson, his 35th pitch, runner goes. A called strike, and Suero steals third without a throw. What a great read by Chris Suero. Stole that one on the pitcher, Wilkinson. He was halfway there before the breaking ball got to home plate. His eighth stolen base. But Gil swings through the off speed, and he's behind 0-2. Infield in for Jersey Shore with Karell Paz on deck. The 0-2, and Gil hits it down the left field line. That's a fair ball rolling again into the corner. Brooklyn gets a run back. Mateo on his way to second, and he'll slam on the brakes there with another RBI double. Second one of the night, second one in as many trips for Mateo Gil, and Brooklyn regains a four-run advantage. It's 9-5. An RBI double by Mateo Gil calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Gil's fourth double of the year, his ninth RBI. Picked up his eighth in the previous at-bat. And so Wilkinson has now been taxed with his first run of the month as Karell Paz takes inside and low, 1-0. Paz 0-for-3 tonight, couple of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. Paz, the only Cyclone who hasn't reached base, side of William Lugo. Wilkinson lifts his front leg and looks the runner Gil back to second. Dillard seems to be just about ready in the Blue Claw bullpen. Have to imagine he'll come on after this batter when Brooklyn flips the lineup around. 1-0. And Paz takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Cyclones trying to take back-to-back games from the Blue Claws after Jersey Shore started 12-0 at home to start the month. Check swing on a high fastball, did not offer, says Argueza. 3-1 now on the Cuban-born outfielder. Wilkinson at the 40-pitch plateau tonight. Probably starting to run out of gas. Here's his 3-0, but first a look back at the runner at second. Mateo not going anywhere. Gil only one stolen base attempt this year. 3-0, high and tight ball four. And Paz aboard with a one-out walk. So second free pass allowed by Wilkinson in the frame. eighth walk allowed by Jersey Shore pitching tonight. And Greg Brodzinski out of the first base dugout, getting set to make another call to the bullpen. So as Brooklyn brings up the top of the lineup, Nick Morabito will face the right-hander Trey Dillard with two on, one out, and one run already in for the Cyclones. Brooklyn trying to add to a four-run lead. It's 9-5 in the seventh on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Trey Dillard, the new arm in the game for Jersey Shore as we continue on in the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn, a run in already on the RBI double by Mateo Gill. But still two men aboard with one out for Nick Morabito, who has been on base all four times tonight. A walk, an error, a double, and a single. He also has an RBI to his name. And Brooklyn trying to add it to a four-run advantage. First pitch from Dillard. And a fastball misses up above the shoulders. 1-0. Dillard joined Jersey Shore from Single-A Clearwater in between the two meetings these clubs have had this year, as Morabito fouls off the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's even at a ball and a strike. Dillard been with Jersey Shore since the 28th of April. 6'1", 228 pounds. 25-year-old righty. The 1-1. Morabito, ground ball right side, fielded to his left by Bergoya. Sidearm throw to first on the move in time to get him as the runner is advanced to second and third. Good job by Bergoya to make that play to his left. It was not routine by any stretch. So second and third and two out for Nick LaRusso. One for four with an RBI single, has struck out three times tonight. Dillard out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Texas A&M University, making his eighth appearance with Jersey Shore. And the first pitch, LaRusso misses up and in, 1-0. Dillard, a 2.57 ERA, a 1-0 record. 8 hits in 7 innings, 5 walks, 6 Ks. First appearance since Saturday, 1-0. Low, 2 balls and no strikes. Gave up a season-high 3 hits, yielded a season-high tying 2 runs in 2/3 of an inning. The 2-0, and LaRusso gets it off the wrists. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1 on Nick. Gill the runner at third, Paz the man at second. Brooklyn a 9-5 lead with 2 out in the seventh. Righty fires. LaRusso charges one in the air to right. Back goes Schreffler, slowing down onto the warning track, reaches out to make the catch, and he robs his former Maryland teammate of an extra base hit to retire the side. LaRusso gave it a ride, but this ballpark just big enough to hold it. Brooklyn adds a run on one hit, two men left. Time to get up and stretch from Shoretown Ballpark. Brooklyn 9, Jersey Shore 5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough.
life. I'm running a major league team. I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Joshua Cornelli came on to get the final out of the sixth inning. Comes back out to face the heart of Jersey Shore's lineup in the seventh. Cyclones a 9-5 lead. Our series continues tomorrow night. 7:05 first pitch. 6:50 with the pregame show. Douglas Orellana and his 106 ERA up against Aberson Castellano. 2-2, a 3.78 ERA. Again, coverage starting 6:50. 7:05 the first pitch tomorrow. Right here from Shoretown Ballpark. First pitch to Andrick Nava in the seventh, taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Nava, 2-for-3, a couple of base hits. The 0-1, and Nava off the end of the bat towards the third base seat. 0-2. Nava, his last base hit, nearly drove in a run. Justin Crawford thrown out at the plate, tried to make it an 8-2 game at the time. Of course, Crawford a grand slam in his last at-bat an inning ago. The 0-2 on the inside corner, strike three looking. Haven't been a ton of strikeouts for Brooklyn pitching tonight and really throughout the series. Just the second K for the Cyclones tonight. And there's one out in the seventh. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Eric Brito, 0-for-3. Flied out to right in his last at-bat. And Cornelli misses inside and low. 1-0. Take a look around Major League Baseball here on this Thursday night, a quarter past 9. Here in New Jersey. 1-0 pitch outside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. A lot of afternoon games. A travel day on Thursday. Rays beat the A's in 12 innings, 6-5. Richie Palacios a walk-off RBI single. 2-0. And Brito spins out of the way. Pitch misses in. And Cornelli behind. Three balls and no strikes. Isak Paredes home run. His 10th for Tampa Bay. Jose Siri went deep twice. Shea Langeliers, his 12th for Oakland. 3-0 to Brito. And a get-me-over fastball strike at 92. Twins outlasted the Royals 7-6 in Minnesota. Ryan Jeffers, a multi-home run game. He now has 12. Vinny Pasquantino, MJ Melendez, long balls for the Royals. 3-1 pitch, inside corner in the count full. Brewers beat the Cubs 6-4. Couple runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to take the lead for good. Go-ahead blow, a two-run home run by Gary Sanchez, his seventh. Cody Bellinger, Christopher Morel, Seiya Suzuki home runs for the Cubs. Payoff pitch, just a bit outside, ball four. Good pitch from Cornelli on 3-2. Doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire. And so Cornelli issues his second walk. And the Blue Claws with one on and one out for Marion Boyd. Boyd 0 for 2, walked in his last at-bat. He's also lined out to left and grounded out to short. Righty batter. Red sleeves at either end of his white top. And Cornelli misses up and away. It is 1 and 0. The Brewers a two-run win against the Cubs. Cornelius 1-0, and Boyd takes low. Two balls and no strikes. So both Brooklyn relievers used so far today have thrown more out of the zone than they have in the zone tonight. Two-oh pitch, and Boyd hammers one to left, but this will hang up for Paz, drifting to his right to make the catch. And two down in the seventh. Boyd hit it well, but maybe a little bit too far off the hands. That's the difference between getting the ball over the left fielder's head or hitting it right at him. So one on and two out here in the seventh for William Bergoya. Singled his first time since then, a ground out to the mound and a fly ball to center. Brooklyn's bullpen back up and going. As the pitch to Bergoya up and away, 1-0. Right-hander. Up and getting ready. That appears to be Jimmy Loper. A long pause, the 1-0. And Cornelli funnels a fastball in there at 93 for a called strike. Evens up at one. Astros shut out the Mariners in Seattle by a 4-0 final. 1-1. Change up outside. Two balls and a strike. Alex Bregman and Victor Caratini each with home runs for Houston. Spencer Arrighetti, Rafael Montero, Ryan Pressly, Josh Hader combining on a four-hit shutout of the Mariners. 2-1. And Bergoya flares one into center. Waiting, now coming on is Consuegra to make the two-handed grab over his left shoulder. And no harm, no foul with the one-out walk in the seventh. No runs, no hits, one left to the business end of this ballgame. Brooklyn holding on to a four-run lead, 9-5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to...
Zach?
Three hits, two walks, two strikeouts. 41 pitches, 22 strikes as Consuegra went around on appeal, says the base umpire Argueza. And Stanley behind 0-1. Dillard kicks and deals. And a good slider swing over the top. And it's quickly 0-2. Continuing our look around the majors tonight. Every score we haven't told you about yet in progress or has not started at the moment. Top of the eighth right now in Boston. The Tigers a 4-0 lead on the Red Sox. Jack Flaherty and Alex Viedo have combined on a one-hit shutout so far as Consuegra swings through the high fastball for strike three. Got him with 96 up. So Dillard picks up the strikeout. That is his first. And two out in the eighth inning for Wilfredo Lara. 0 for 2 with a couple of walks, a couple of fly balls to the right side. But Akil Baddoo, Riley Green with home runs for Detroit. As Lara fouls it aside, left-hander up and throwing it in the Jersey Shore right field bullpen. I believe that is Benoni Robles. Well, the Mets and Diamondbacks are tied at 2 in the 7th at Citi Field as Lara serves it to the right and a souvenir 0-2. Mets tying it in the bottom of the 7th on a Francisco Lindor RBI single. Brought in both Mets runs tonight. Pete Alonso, who left the game after being hit in the hand yesterday. Pinch hit double, scored the tying run. Pinch hitting for Beatty in the 8th inning. Rather, the 7th inning, as a check swing did not go on appeal. 1-2 now on Lara. Righty offers, and Lara dribbles it towards the third base dugout. It remains 1-2. Christian Scott, 5 innings of 2-run, 4-hit ball today. Will take another no decision. 1-2. And Lara, another souvenir to the right. Top of the 8th in Atlanta, the Nationals a 3-1 lead on the Braves. Playing without Ronald Acuna, done for the year with a torn ACL. 1-2 pitch, Lara bolts one in the air to center. Back goes Crawford. He'll turn around and make the catch in front of the warning track as Dillard closes out a 1-2-3 8th. Head of the bottom of the 8th inning, 8-9-1 at due up for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn looking to continue holding on to a 4-run edge. Josh Cornelli back to work. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Joshua Cornelion for his second full inning of relief as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-9-1, the scheduled batters for Jersey Shore as the Cyclones lead at 9-5, trying to take back-to-back games from Jersey Shore on the road. Zach Arnold 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. As Cornelius' first pitch, breaking ball, inside and high, 1-0. Wrap up our look around the majors. There's only one score we haven't told you about. It's the only game that hasn't started yet. As Cornelli misses down and away 2-0. But the Yankees will be in Anaheim to take on the Angels at 9:38. Carlos Rodon against Patrick Sandoval. Cornelli behind the leadoff batter in the eighth, 2-0. The righty offers, and Arnold swings away. Comes up empty on the fastball, 2-1. Brooklyn's bullpen will get back in gear down the left field line. The 2-1. And Arnold fights it off the wrists. Dribbles it to the left. And the count 2-2. Jimmy Loper back up in the Cyclone bullpen. Has not pitched since Sunday. Two two. And Arnold charges one in the air. Deep left center field. Back and two is left on the run, and this off the fence. Picked up there by the left fielder Paz. And Arnold will come to a stop at second base with a leadoff double. Just barely missed getting out of the ballpark right by the Chick-fil-A fan zone. And that tall wall in straightaway left center field. And so Arnold with an extra base hit. And the Blue Claw is a man in scoring position with nobody out for Troy Schreffler. Schreffler 0 for 2 tonight. Fielder's choice, a strikeout and a hit by pitch. Came around to score on the Crawford Grand Slam back in the sixth. Cornelli offers, and a first pitch changeup. And Schreffler dips that front knee trying to hit it. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Our highest score in game so far this week. 9-5 Brooklyn, our score. The 0-1. And Schreffler again can't wait back on the split finger. It is 0-2. Justin Crawford, who is a double shy of the cycle tonight, waiting in the on-deck circle. 0-2 on the nine-hitter. Cornelli comes home, and he got him on a third straight split finger. And Schreffler swung so hard he nearly fell down, had to gather himself with his top hand, and came off the bat on the follow-through. So a strikeout for Cornelli, his second. And at the first out of the eighth inning, and back to the top of the lineup in Justin Crawford. He tripled and scored in the first. A ground out, then singled to left. And then a grand slam down the line in right. His last trip in the sixth. And the first pitch from Cornelli is low for 1-0. If he can double in this at bat, it would be the first cycle in Lakewood Blue Claws history. Third baseman Lugo playing in on the lip of the grass. A look at second, the 1-0. And Crawford takes a fastball strike. Outside half, it's even at one. Benoni Robles still warming for Jersey Shore in right. One of five lefties in their bullpen. The 1-1, and Crawford can't lay off the back foot slider. Good pitch from Cornelli. And the count 1-2. Suero may have caught that one off his foot. Walking it out behind home plate. As the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, walks the ball back to the mound. Cornelli at 36 pitches on the night. Trying to get the final couple of outs here in the eighth inning. Arnold doubled. He's at second. Shortstop Lara shaded up the middle. A 1-2 pitch. And Crawford again scalds one down the line and right, but this one is foul out near the mini golf area. And another rocket off the bat of Crawford, but a foul ball. It's 1-2. Crawford, a guy that spent a lot of time this offseason working with former major leaguer and Phillies hitting development coach Luke Merton to try and develop some more power during the winter months. As Crawford hits a little screwball towards the Brooklyn bullpen. Julian Smith making the play, protecting the bullpen catcher. So it remains 1-2 on the 20-year-old center fielder. Cornelli gets the one he wants. The 1-2, Crawford, ground ball, tough play left side, fielded to his left by the third baseman Lugo, and in one fluid motion throws to first to get the out. Crawford runs so well, just like his dad, Carl. And Lugo knew he had to hurry. He did a fantastic job getting enough behind that throw to make sure they get the runner hustling down the line. Advancing to third is Arnold. But two out now in the eighth inning for Hendry Mendez. He's been on base three times, a single and a couple of walks. He's also grounded out to first. Cornelius' first pitch, and Mendez, a bouncing ball past the mound, fielded behind second by Lara, throws to first in time to get Mendez, and Cornelius strands a man at third in the eighth. Job well done by Cornelius, bending but not breaking. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of eight. Still a 9-5 Brooklyn lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Jersey Shore as we move to the ninth inning. Benoni Robles, the new arm in the game for the Blue Cloths. As it'll be Chris Suero to lead things off, and he takes high 1-0. Robles, one of five lefties in the bullpen for the Blue Cloths this week, with Jordy Martinez on minor league rehab. And the 1-0 in for a strike. And the count evens at one. Robles, 6'4", 185 pounds, 23 years old, from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Acquired from the Dodgers earlier this year. That was back on April the 6th, day after the season began for the South Atlantic League. Suero laid on the off-speed 1-2. Robles did not join Jersey Shore until the 6th of May. Made one appearance in the Complex League before coming over. This is his seventh appearance, a 2.57 ERA. The 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Robles just four hits allowed in seven innings, four walks, 11 strikeouts. Pitching for the first time since last Saturday in Aberdeen. Gave up a couple of runs on two hits, had thrown six scoreless innings to start his Blue Claw career. The 2-2. And Suero, a check swing line drive, nearly ended up fair, but foul by the Blue Claw bullpen. Still 2-2. Final line for the right-hander, Trey Dillard, goes an inning and two-thirds. Five up, five down, struck out one. 21 pitches, 14 strikes. Robles at the belt. The lanky lefty's two-strike pitch, and Suero, a towering fly ball to left. Boyd drifting back into his left, now in a couple steps to his right. And he'll make the grab high into the sky for the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Been on base three times here on his birthday. An RBI double, a two-run homer, a walk, also a ground out in his last trip. As Jimmy Loper will get back up again. Have to imagine this time he will complete his warm-ups and come on for the ninth inning. Try and close out a Brooklyn win. First pitch to Jeffrey. A swing and a miss and a fastball up. 0-1. Robles originally signed by the Dodgers out of the Dominican in July of 2017. Spent last year at High A Great Lakes in the Midwest League. Actually finished second in the Midwest League last year in saves. De Los Santos takes a called strike two. At 12 of them last year for the Great Lakes Loons. Oh, and two, the count on Jeffrey with Mateo Gil on deck. The 0-2 outside and low. One ball and two strikes. Jersey Shore in the ninth. We'll have 3, 4, and 5. Pineda, Nava, and Brito. Lefty ready, the one ball, two strike offering. And Jeffrey watches the off speed miss down and away. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Good news out of Citi Field right now. 2-2 pitch. And De Los Santos gets his hands in. Bolts one in his center. But back in two is left to make the grab is Crawford for the second out. Good job getting his hands in on the pitch inside. But couldn't quite barrel it over the head of the center fielder. And so two down for Mateo Gil. RBI doubles in each of his last two at-bats. But J.D. Martinez has just gone deep. The Mets have a 3-2 lead on the Diamondbacks in the eighth. Martinez, his fourth home run of the year. Lefty's first pitch. And Gil over the top of a slider. 0-1. 7 o'clock game tomorrow. Another 7 o'clock game on Saturday before a 1:05 start time to close out the series on Sunday. As Robles throws a dirt ball. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Will be Orellana against Castellano tomorrow. Jonah Tong against the bullpen day for Jersey Shore on Saturday. Starter for that one to be announced as the 1-1 again funneled into left center field. In is Crawford. He'll have to play it on a bounce. Mateo wide turn at first, but will hold on there. A three-hit night for Mateo Gil, and the Cyclones have a two-out base runner. So a season-high three hits for Gill. And the Cyclones now keep the line moving for Karell Paz. Paz 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a walk. Also grounded into a fielder's choice in this one, and he takes one in by the letters. 1-0, top of the lineup, Nick Morabito waiting in the wings. Syracuse ultimately fell at AAA to Buffalo 8-4. Binghamton 8-2 winner against Harrisburg. Single A St. Lucie walked off against Dunedin in 10-5-4. Runner goes, 1-0, a called strike. Throw down is second and the tag, and Gill is thrown out. 2-6 to end the inning. Good throw by Nava. Only the second stolen base attempt by Gill this year. Might have been a hit and run. Gill thrown out. And the inning is over. No runs, a hit. Nobody left on the caught stealing. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Jimmy Loper coming on to try and close it out. Cyclones 9, Blue Claws 5 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Why Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Cyclones trying to close out back-to-back victories. It is the right-hander Jimmy Loper coming on to pitch. The native of Chesapeake, Virginia, standing at 6'4", 215 pounds, 24 years old. Originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. Mets draftee a couple years ago out of Duke University. Loper got off to a great start in the Florida State League. Had a 2.57 ERA in seven appearances with the Mets in St. Lucie. Joined the Cyclones on May the 13th and has had a bumpy beginning to his South Atlantic League career. And his first pitch, breaking ball to Leandro Pineda on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Loper has allowed four runs on four hits in three innings through his first three appearances. Took the loss on Sunday as another breaking ball has Pineda off balance. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Loper, four walks, four strikeouts so far in his South Atlantic League tenure. Gave up a couple of runs on one hit in the loss to Hudson Valley on Sunday as Pineda asks for time and it is granted. Had a 9 1/3 inning scoreless streak going into his high A debut. The 0-2 pitch. Ooh, and it nearly hit him. And they say it did. Loper lost complete control of the fastball, and he grazed the breast of the uniform from Pineda on the 0-2 pitch. That has been the issue for Loper since moving up a level. The command has not quite been there. Had just two walks, no hit batters, and 14 innings in the FSL. Has now walked four and hit two in his first three-plus innings in the South Atlantic League. And Chris Suero quickly out to talk with Loper after he had the leadoff man 0-2. And then nearly hit Pineda flush in the chest. So not the way Loper wanted to start his appearance. And Gilbert Gomez not allowing any room for error for the right-hander. Immediately going to have somebody up and throwing in the Cyclones' left field bullpen. Whoever it is hasn't taken off the sweatshirt yet. It might be Jake Stevenson. But either way, Gilbert Gomez trying to avoid this one from getting hairy in the ninth and immediately having somebody up and warm it. Andrick Nava is 2-for-4, and the first pitch breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Nava 2-for-4 with a couple of singles in this one. Struck out looking his last time up. Shortstop Lara shaded up the middle. 1-0, high, 2-0. You wonder if that pitch getting away from Loper had an impact on his confidence in the inning. The 2-0 pitch, high, three balls and no strikes with Eric Brito on deck. The 3-0, and Loper getting me over fastball at 91. 3-1 on the Jersey Shore catcher. Brooklyn a 9-5 lead. Cyclones 3 in the second, 2 in the third, 3 in the fifth, and an insurance run in the seventh. 3-1 pitch drops in there for a strike. And Loper has run the count full at 3-2. Loper still this year, when you include the numbers with the Cyclones, a strikeout rate over 31.5%. And a walk rate under 8.5%. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second by Suero, not in time. But more important is Loper gets the strikeout on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. A stolen base for Pineda. But one away in the ninth inning. With a runner in scoring position now. So a big K for Loper coming back from behind in the count 3-0. First stolen base of the year for Pineda. And now Eric Brito, who is 0-3 with a walk. Loper, those gray pants, hiked up below the knees. And a first pitch curveball in the dirt. 1-0. Loper, the right-hander. Fastball, slider, changeup. Rather, curveball, excuse me, is three-pitch arsenal. As he maybe ties up Suero a little bit there with the short slider. But it finds the inside half, it's 1-1. Marion Boyd waiting on deck. Jersey Shore a run in the first. And added four on the grand slam in the sixth inning. A 1-1 pitch. And a check swing, and it hit off the umpire, rolling towards the first base dugout. And they're going to let the ball stay and play. The ball finally run down by Mateo Gill as Chris Suero stopped running after the ball. Loper stands there talking to him. They're going to call the runner Pineda, who raced all the way around to score, back to third base. As the base umpire, Christian Argueza, ruled the ball dead. And they're still going to send Pineda back to third. But that needs to be a learning lesson for Suero, as a chorus of boos bellows out here at Shoretown Ballpark. But you can't keep arguing with the umpire. You got to go get the ball and worry about the umpire after the fact. The two umpires going to get together just outside the batter's circle on the grass towards the third base side to talk it out. But not a mistake by Brooklyn. They are going to keep Pineda at third base. So a bit of a break for Brooklyn here with one out in the ninth inning. But certainly a moment that Gilbert Gomez and his staff should likely use to try and teach their young players. One of those moments benefit because it's a four-run game right now. That's something that could have been more disastrous in a tighter spot. 2-1 outside and low, and the count 3-1. Right-hander still throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen, although the sweatshirt is still on. Loper is 3-1, and it's up and away, ball four, another walk. So the second free pass allowed by Loper in the inning. He's faced the minimum of three necessary before you can make a pitching change. And we'll see what Gilbert Gomez decides to do, as the Blue Claws now have the tying run on deck. And Marion Boyd at the plate. Boyd lined out to left in his last at-bat. He is 0-3 tonight with a walk. Loper comes set. Third baseman comes in even with the bag. And Boyd fouls off the first pitch slider. Sends it to the checkerboard screen, 0-1. So the sweatshirt has officially come off. Justin Lawson was the one getting ready down the line. The 0-1. Curveball outside. 1-1. Hasn't quite been able to locate that curveball. On the outside half the way he's trying to. Pineda at third, Brito at first, still a 9-5 Brooklyn lead as that one misses way high. And it's 2-1 now on Boyd. Loper, just 7 of his 17 pitches have been strikes. Brooklyn's bullpen today has almost thrown more balls than strikes. The 2-1, breaking ball, hit on the ground left side. Lugo throws to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Scoring is Pineda. Brito is forced out at second. Boyd safe at first. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Marion Boyd, his 10th RBI. But the Cyclones now an out away from victory as Jersey Shore makes it 9-6. Looked like Lugo had some trouble finding the seams there before he let it go. And even had he fielded it cleanly, probably does not turn to another conversation for Greg Brodzinski with the base umpire, Christian Arguesa, about that last play. No one loves to have conversations with the umpires more than Bull Greg Brodzinski. Even if it goes nowhere, he will have the discussion. I guess that might be part of the reason why he led minor league baseball in ejections last year. So one on and two out. William Bergoglio, the batter. The tying run is on deck. Runner goes. They'll let him go. And a called strike to Bergoglio. It's 0-1 as Boyd takes second on what should be defensive indifference. Bergoglio 1-for-4 with a base hit. Flied out to center in his last trip. The 0-1. Outside and low. Evens up at 1-1. Zach Arnold on deck. And you imagine if the tying run comes to the plate, Justin Lawson will come on. This will be the 21st pitch of the inning. The 1-1. And a fastball rises up and away. 2-1. Well, the Mets have hung on. They beat the Diamondbacks tonight 3-2. Thanks to the J.D. Martinez home run in the eighth. And so this the lone game remaining in the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. The 2-1. And a curveball drops in there at 79 for strike two. And the Cyclones one strike away from victory. But Suero out to the mound to have a quick conversation with the right-hander Loper. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game four in this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out. Win or lose right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Loper and Brooklyn trying to get one more strike to close out a victory. Boyd the runner at second. Two out, 9-6 Cyclones. The 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three called, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Bergoglio left staring back at the home plate umpire. That is Shea Graham. Greg Brodzinski racing down from the third base coach's box to pull Bergoglio away and back into the clubhouse. But Jimmy Loper, just like Joshua Cornelius Bent, but would not break it in the latter stages, does give up a run in the ninth. But the Blue Claws leave the tying run in the on-deck circle as the Cyclones have given Jersey Shore back-to-back home defeats after they had won 12 in a row in this ballpark to start the month. Brooklyn 9, Jersey Shore 6. The happy recap coming up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Shoretown Ballpark. Welcome back, everybody, on the postgame show. Cyclones, a 9-6 winner tonight. They now back to four games over 500 at 26-22. Four games over 500, the high watermark matched on the season. Jersey Shore with the loss, dropping to 26-22 with the defeat. So Brooklyn and Jersey Shore now even in the North Division standings with just 19 games left to play in the season's first half. As we take you through the game that was here tonight, Stevenson Jimenez making the start for Jersey Shore. For Brooklyn, it was the right-hander Jawilmi Ramirez. And Jersey Shore, just like they did yesterday, started rip-roaring hot. As a matter of fact, they had a run two pitches into the game. Justin Crawford hit the first pitch from Jawilmi Ramirez for a triple to right center. And then on the very next toss, Hendry Mendez singled through the drawn-in infield to left to give the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. Three pitches after that, Leandro Pineda singled to left. So just like yesterday, Blue Claws had the first three batters of the game reach base on hits. But from that point on, Jawilmi Ramirez settled down nicely, got a couple of lineouts, a ground out to get out of the inning with just the one run allowed. And then Brooklyn in the top of the second would take the lead for good. Wilfredo Lara, Chris Suero led off the inning with back-to-back walks. And then Jeffrey De Los Santos celebrating his 21st birthday today. First at-bat, second pitch he saw, laced a double down the right field line to bring home Lara and tie the game at one. But Jimenez then struck out Mateo Gil and Karel Paz swinging. Nearly got out of the jam, but Nick Morabito reached on an error. That allowed Suero to score, made it 2-1. And then on the very next pitch, Nick LaRusso extended his hitting streak to 11 with an RBI single to left. So Brooklyn had a 3-1 advantage. Go to the top of the third inning. The Cyclones continued to add on. Stanley Consuegra led off the inning with a double. And then once again, Jimenez got two quick outs. A pop-up to short, a strikeout swinging. And then Jeffrey De Los Santos, second at-bat today on his birthday. He played a little long ball, parked one onto the berm in right, his second home run of the season, his second home run in as many weeks, extended the advantage to 5-1 Brooklyn. They continued their onslaught in the top half of the fifth inning as Jersey Shore went to the bullpen. Alex Rayo came on with one out. Wilfredo Lara walked a couple of wild pitches, got him to third. After a walk to Suero, another wild pitch brought him home, made it 6-1. Another walk to De Los Santos brought about a pitching change. Danny Wilkinson came on, gave up an RBI double on his first pitch to Mateo Gil, made it 7-1, and after a fielder's choice, Nick Morabito, an RBI infield base hit to third, gave Brooklyn an 8-1 lead. But Jersey Shore in the sixth inning would start to make this one a heck of a lot closer. Joey Lancelotti came on out of the bullpen in relief of Jawilmi Ramirez, gave up a one-out walk to Amarian Boyd, but got William Bergoya to line out to center, so man at first, two out, don't think much of it, but a stolen base, a walk, a hit by pitch. And then Justin Crawford, after he fouled off a bunt on the first offering, got the green light on his second pitch and hit a grand slam around the right field foul pole to turn a 7-run deficit into a 3-run game, made it 8-5, his third home run of the year. Joshua Cornelli came on, then walked Hendry Mendez. A wild pitch got him to second, but a ground out ended the inning. And then Brooklyn, really importantly, got an insurance run in the very next half inning. One out, or rather, leading off the inning, Chris Suero walked with one out. He stole second and then scored on a Mateo Gil RBI double to left, made it 9-5. Jersey Shore would get a run in the ninth on the ground out by Boyd, but That was as close as they would get the rest of the way, as Brooklyn wins tonight by a final of 9-6. Winning pitcher, Jewilmy Ramirez. He improves to 2-1, 5 innings a run, 7 hits a walk, and 1 strikeout. As Stevenson Jimenez drops to 2-7, his third straight defeat. Gave up 5 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits in 4 innings, walked 3, but struck out a season-high 10 batters. 10 strikeouts each from Aldegheri and Jimenez the last two nights, with Brooklyn scoring at 9 runs, 7 earned against them over the last 2 days. As Brooklyn wins by 3. Final line score tonight. Brooklyn 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. Jersey Shore 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 10. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,647 at Shoretown Ballpark. Take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Thursday night, a little bit past the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Only 2 games still going on in the league tonight. Top of the 10th, Greenville and Rome tied at 5 in South Carolina. And top of the 8th in Kentucky, Wilmington. A 9-3 lead on Bowling Green. Everything else has gone final. Hudson Valley, an 11-1 win over Aberdeen. Greensboro beats up on Asheville 15-2. And Winston-Salem, a 5-2 winner at home against Hickory. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. J.D. Martinez, the go-ahead home run in the 8th. Francisco Lindor drove in the other 2 runs as the Mets rally and beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. Triple-A Syracuse falling at home to Buffalo 8-4 tonight against the Blue Jays affiliate Luke Ritter. His 10th home run of the year. Double-A Binghamton 8-2 winner at home against Harrisburg. Francisco Alvarez 1-for-2, a walk and a 3-run homer in his first Major League rehab game for New York. Single-A St. Lucie walked off by Dunedin 5-4 in 10. Boston Barrow, Ronald Hernandez, Jeffrey Rosa with home runs. Jack Weninger struck out 12 in 7 innings for St. Lucie. And the Florida Complex League Mets losing at home to the Marlins in 10, 6-3. Jeremy Rodriguez and A.J. Ewing each homering for the FCL squad. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say goodbye. Rays walk off the A's in 12, 6-5. Twins over the Royals, 7-6. Brewers, 6, and the Cubs, 4. Astros shut out the Mariners, 4-0. Tigers, a 5-0 shutout winner in Boston over the Red Sox, a 2-hitter. Nationals over the Braves, 3-1. And the only game still going in the big leagues right now, Yankees trailing the Angels 1-0 in the 2nd. Logan Ohapi, his 7th home run of the year. Patrick Sandoval against Carlos Rodon. Our series continues tomorrow night. Another 7:05 first pitch. Our coverage starts with a pregame show at 6:50 Eastern. Douglas Orellana, the best ERA in the South Atlantic League among pitchers with 34 or more innings of work at 1.06. He'll get the ball against the right-hander Iverson Castellano, 2-2, a 3.78 ERA. Again, coverage 6:50. First pitch, 7:05, right here from Shoretown Ballpark on the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday night. We thank you for joining us as the Cyclones edge out the Blue Claws in a slugfest 9-6. For everyone with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamwitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from the Jersey Shore. Again, your final tally, the Brooklyn Cyclones 9 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 6. We hope to have you with us again for game 4 in this set tomorrow night as Brooklyn looks to earn at the very least a series split. But until then, so long and enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Good night from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.